distinguished ambassadors, distinguished colleagues. Each year, on the 29th of May, President Erdogan celebrates with great pomp the taking of Constantinople by the Ottomans in 1453. About 2 million people this year took part in what the organizers considered to be the largest event of this type in the world. Now, for the Turks, this is recovering their heritage. However, that would be understandable if that were the case. But this is a celebration of a conquest of a foreign country. That is to say, the bellicose frame of mind that is the foundation for such an event is based on war. This is why Salut Miséricorde suggests that the OSCE should speak with Mr. Erdogan so that he should be more tactful and more diplomatic, if there's no repentance involved, to try to maintain to keep alive the barbaric incidents of Constantinople, because this does not presage anything good for the future of Europe. Mr. Erdogan has always denied the genocide of Turkish Christians at the beginning of the 20th century, does not fear to state his hegemonic views. And I quote, "Those who believe that we have forgotten the lands from where we came are mistaken. What we have done to now, up to now, is nothing compared to the even bigger attacks that we are planning today," end of quote. Amongst these attacks are certainly recapturing the Greek islands and the Aegean Sea. Let us not forget that military has occupied since 1974 a military occupation of half of Cyprus, an independent state of the European Union. It captured part of the Syrian territory as well. This is a vital conflict for Islam. It is between us and them. It is hatred and enmity forever until you believe in Allah only. This is Surah 24. This is why killing Christians by Allah is also stated in the Quran. Also, Islamists find their legitimacy amongst its population, and Mr. Erdogan is trying to put Turkey on this path by allowing intolerance against Christians. In Afghanistan, in Moluk, in Nigeria, in Saudi Arabia, in Sudan, and elsewhere, converting to Christianity is also punishable by death. The pressure on the church is such is that Christians are in danger of disappearing from these countries. Christians represented one-third of the population of Syria at the end of the 19th century. Today, they are less than 4% in that country. In 1932, in Lebanon, they made up over 55% of the population. Today, their share is less than 30%. In 1948, there were 23% of the population on the West Bank, but in 2010, it is only 1.6%. At that time, there were 25% of Christians in Egypt. Today, that is 10%. Turkey has managed to reduce the number of Christians to 0.4%, while they made up 30% at the beginning of the 20th century. In Iran, the number of Christians dropped by 66%. In Iraq, in one generation, the number of Christians was reduced by 90%. Christians can legitimately fear the reemergence of the Ottoman Empire that Mr. Erdogan wishes, but they regret the guilty silence that they see in Europe. Salut and Miséricorde proposes that these actions, yes, I will conclude. Salut Miséricorde should suggest that this symbolic action.
I need to give the floor to the next speaker. Thank you. The next speaker on the list, please.
DEEP stands for Dialogue, Empathy, Engagement, and Peace Building. It is a global volunteer-based community of peace activists and change makers from across the